Our guest today is looked upon as a master saint by many throughout the world. He is His Holiness Sant Kripal Singh Ji, and he is the director of Ruhani Satsang, known also as the Science of the Soul. He is president of the World Fellowship of Religions. He was chosen unanimously in 1957 in New Delhi and in 1960 in Calcutta. He's now on a world tour of 52 countries, and you'll meet this distinguished visitor in just 1 minute. Our guest, His Holiness Sant Kripal Singh Ji, and if I may, and I understand that it is allowable that from now on I may call you Kripal Singh.
That will do.
All right. Now, could you explain what you mean by Ruhani Satsang, or the science of the soul? Could you just explain that a little bit to us?
Yes. Ruhani Satsang means a gathering in which science of the soul is taught. What has this connection with the body and what connection this has with the Oversoul God. So that's a place where men of all denominations sit together for the purpose of knowing how to know God, irrespective of whether they belong to one religion or the other. That's a common ground for all.
A common ground for all religions.
Yes.
Then this religion that you teach, or this, I keep forgetting what the name of it is.
That is no religion. That only gives the basic principle of all religions, which is given out, which is already given by all masters who came in the past.
Right. So I mean,
revival of the old truth.
Buddhists, Mohammedans,
all,
Jewish, Catholic, Protestant, they all could belong here.
Yes.
Well, what is it? A brotherhood?
Yes.
A man?
As a man, we are all one. As a soul, we are all one. And the way back to God is also one. How to come in contact with God.
Mm-hmm.
That is, God is already within us. You see, the very soul of our soul, how to invert from outside and come in contact with God, who is light, love, and life.
Mm. Well, now, is this a theory that is taught in the Far East, or is this something that has evolved from your own inner personal experience?
No, it is a old truth given out by all masters who came in the past. That's no new thing.
It's not new.
Not new, but only revival of the old thing that we have forgotten, and masters come from time to time to revive that old truth. How to come in contact with God, how to know God.
And masters come from time to time. Is there constantly then in this area, is there constantly a master on this earth at all times?
Yes, God works, you see. God power works at different human poles from time to time to guide the child humanity.
Uh-huh.
You see, God power working through the human pole that give a contact with God. No son of man can do it.
Well, now, and you are considered a master yourself.
Well, I've got some connection with the grace of my master, and people are having that connection to him.
Well, now, do you feel that you hold some sort of divine commission from above,
yes,
and this is your purpose here?
Authorized.
And you are a master. Now, what is a perfect master?
Perfect master who has risen above body consciousness and just sees God as I see you or you see me, and sees him in every...
Oh, I see. Now, are you a perfect master?
Yes, I'm given that commission.
You have that gift.
Carry on.
You've had that gift since you were a child.
Yes, I had awakening from the childhood, but later on it came to the feet of my master in 1924.
Mm-hmm.
And there I sat at his feet for 24 long years. And in his lifetime, with his grace, I came up to that standard when he authorized me to carry on this work after him.
So that you have had this rare privilege of seeing God just as I am looking upon you,
yes,
right now. This,
yes,
is, is,
yes,
this as I understand it?
Sure.
Uh-huh. Now, what sort of an experience is this? I mean, do you just see him? Does he have words with you? What goes on when this happens?
It is only become a conscious co-worker of the divine plan. God is light.
Uh-huh.
And you see the light of God by inversion when your eye becomes single. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. That's a practical matter of self-analysis, how the two eyes can become one.
Well, is this a sort of something that you do? You sit and contemplate and this vision comes to you? Is that how it works?
Yes, that God power working through me,
uh-huh,
that helps others to have the same experience of light of God.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, when you were small, you were known as the little saint. So apparently you have had this divine ability for some time, but I understand that many miraculous things have happened to you during your life.
Yeah, generally it came up, you see, then as a reaction of the past, because the man is in the make. He progresses, you see.
Well, now, what could you give us some examples of some of these miraculous things that have happened to you that would not happen to
We
ordinary people?
I could see the things happening in India now at this moment. Or in India, while sitting in India, I could see what is going on in America.
Oh, you can do that today?
Yeah, today I have but reserved.
Uh-huh. Like
well, that is sort of disease, how you take it, you see. If I'm sitting here, I see at you what is going on there, what is going on, it's a sort of disease. So I prayed God to keep it alive with him.
Can you help me with this?
Because the master is that power who can appear any parts in the world. Suppose anybody is in trouble, he can appear. So when the master, last time he was in Himalaya and was meditating on a rock in the flowing river, so the flood came.
Uh-huh.
So it was sunset, you see. People thought that he may get drowned. So as soon as the water touched his feet, he got up and walked on the water, as Jesus did in his time, you see.
Right.
Such life. So there was a lady in Los Angeles, and she was crying that she is broke. If there is any God or Christ, he should appear to me. So Master Kripal Singh, he was in India. He appeared in the luminous form and gave lady a basket full of fruits. And she was amazed. Then she wrote a letter. The master told, whenever there is a real cry in the devotee's heart, that God power works through some chosen pole and supplies the need. So such like things are very common in which people thought, yeah.
I mean, well, for right now, if there was any great need for him to be in India, for instance, he could be there at the same time that he's here.
It's a God power working through the human pole that works that way.
A God power working through the human pole.
Through the pole, yes. That materializes in that form and helps others.
Uh-huh.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. It is the Word power, God in action power, which works at the human pole to guide and help the child humanity.
Well, now, how well accepted is this belief of yours and this religion of yours by the other great religions of the world? Is this an accepted religion?
Yes. Uh-huh. But then I tell you, I have not come to advocate any particular religion, but just to reveal that very basic facts which are already there, but we have, due to ignorance, forgotten it.
That you belong to no particular sect or creed.
I belong to a Sikh religion, but while living in Sikh religion, that gives universal views. You see, all masters, when they come, they say, the whole humanity is my family.
Uh-huh. So all of humanity is
your family. Masters see from the level of the body or level of the soul, not from the level of the outer badges we are carrying of different religions.
Well, then, do you consider perhaps that Jesus was a master?
Yes.
And in his time?
God, yes, Christ was.
Mohammed?
Christ said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till the end of the world. Mm-hmm. That's the God power working at his pole, which is Christ's power, and that never leaves, never dies.
So that Jesus was one of many masters?
Yes, Jesus was the human pole, son of man, at which that Christ power worked.
Right.
So
was Mohammed
that Christ power or God power, whatever may be called, you see?
Was Mohammed
reference to the son of man called Jesus.
Now was Mohammed also?
Yeah, similarly.
A master, similar master.
Same master, you see, to whatever level they have progressed, they gave out at the required by the times when they came.
I see. Now,
so we have regard for all masters.
But at any time in history, at any time in our lives, there is at least one master on earth alive on earth.
Yes, yes, usually you find issues like that, but there's no hard and fast rule against it, you see.
Uh-huh.
There may be more than one.
There may be more than one.
Maybe, but there's no hard and fast rule against it. Because it is God who knows where to work, where not to work, what is the need, you see.
Well, now, I think you said, if I recall, that Jesus was the Son of God.
Yes.
Now,
other masters also said the same, we are the Son of God.
Right.
They're all children of light. When they come, they come to give light to all the world over. They come for the whole world, not one religion or the other.
Now you then you believe that, and your followers believe that you too are the Son of God.
I tell you, the generally master will never say. They will say it's the Father working through me, at the back of me.
I see.
Generally, uh-huh. You'll find always they speak in the third person, not in first person.
The Father working through me is
yes.
The way you put it.
This is generally, in almost all masters you'll find like that.
Uh-huh.
At
uh-huh.
times they might give some inkling to that, I and my father are one, but generally they say it is the father that's working through me.
Now, one of your favorite expressions in the reading that I have done about you and your life is, first know thyself.
Yes.
Well, now, what great help do you think that this is? Particularly, what if I get to know myself and I don't like me? What help is it to me to know myself?
Right. You see, we find this man-body works, you see, so long as some power is working within us. Time does come when we have to leave the body.
Mm-hmm.
That is at the time of death. So this 5-6 feet high statue, we are not. We are the indweller of the body. We have to leave this body. And we are also in the body. Body is working so long as we are in the body. And we are in the body so long as some power controls us in the body. You
yes.
See? Breathing
yeah.
goes out, that has to return, something bringing it back, controlling it.
Uh-huh.
So that power, that is the controlling power of us in the body. And that is the controlling power, controlling all creation under the control. That is what is called over-self or God.
Well, now,
so in man body, it is the soul that can know God, not with intellect or outgoing faculties or the vital layers. So we have to analyze ourselves from mind, matter, outgoing faculties and know ourselves. Know thyself means to know who you are, what you are.
To know your inner self.
Yeah, inner self.
Well, of course, everyone is not spiritually advanced. As you well know, and maybe it's impossible for many of us to know ourselves that intimately or to appreciate our inner selves.
Personally, I think who has got a man body that is considered to be the highest in all creation, they have the birthright to know God. But that, as I told you, each man, every saint has his past and every sinner a future.
So man, every saint has his past and every sinner
and inner, every
a future.
Every future, you see.
Uh-huh.
There's a hope.
That's a nice thought.
So man, you see, is the highest in all creation, and it is next to God. In this man body only we can know God and no other body.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what to you is the soul?
Soul is a conscious entity.
Is a conscious entity?
Entity. We are conscious beings.
Uh-huh.
You see, that consciousness you feel, if you would like to feel it, just close your eyes quickly and then open, then close. That in the act of meditation, you feel some awareness back the eyes. That we are.
If you open and close your eyes.
Act of meditation, you mean? Just close your eyes and then open
and
then
them,
open.
And keep
you
doing
feel
it?
Awareness at the back of the eyes.
There'll be an awareness at the back of my eyes, and that
you
is.
You feel it, yes, if
uh-huh.
you do it actually.
Right.
So that we are. That is a conscious entity, you see.
That, is that part of my soul then?
That is the soul, you see.
Well, that is the soul.
The soul, yes.
Uh-huh.
God is an ocean of all consciousness. We are of the same essence as that of God, a drop of the ocean of all consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So our consciousness, which is called soul, is environed by mind and outgoing faculties. We are identified with them so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. So first we have to analyze ourselves, know ourselves, then we know that controlling power that is keeping us in the body.
Well, now,
self-knowledge precedes God knowledge.
Is it necessary that we have a master such as you with us to experience this inner awareness?
With due deference to all masters who came in the past, their findings, we have got, you find record of them in the scriptures with us today. They saw God, those who ever met with them, they also saw God, you see.
All of the masters have seen
soul,
God.
Yes, soul, son knows the father and others whom the son reveals.
Mm-hmm.
So even to understand those scriptures, you see, because those are the facts given by the master, what they saw, experience in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So now also we want somebody who is on the way, has some experience of the way, he can give you a true import of their sayings, you see.
I see.
Yes. We need also now somebody who has gone on the way and can give us a right interpretation, but not that much only, but also can give us the same experiences they had with the master themselves in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a matter of self-analysis.
Self-analysis.
Yes. Just like anatomy, doctors do anatomy, you see. It is anatomy of the soul, from mind, outgoing faculties, and outer things.
Mm-hmm. Our guest is His Holiness Sant Kirpal Singh Ji. He is president of the World Fellowship of Religions, and he also has is founder and director of Ruhani Satsang, which is also known as the Science of the Soul. Kirpal Singh, I am not personally familiar with your teachings, but from what I gather here and talking with you this afternoon, it is very similar to what I know as the Baha'i religion. Now, are these two similar type religions?
No, sir.
They're not?
No. Baha'is, they're after blending all religions into one religion.
Oh, yeah, a brotherhood.
Yeah. Brotherhood is there, even while remaining in different religions, we are all the same children of the same God. We are brothers and sisters in God.
Now,
but the Baha'ism has got one religion for the whole world, one government for the whole world. One religion cannot be even dreamt of, I would say, because each man has his own way and temperaments, and own climatic influences and customs. So it is impossible, I would say, to my mind, to blend all religions and become one, and the same customs and the same rituals and like that.
Oh, I see. The Baha'i wants to take all religions and make them one.
Yes.
And
yes,
you want to let all religions...
Masters never, you see, come to break the law but fulfill it.
Uh-huh.
So let them remain where they are. They simply look to them from the level of the man. All mankind is one.
Uh-huh.
And further, they look down from the level of the soul, being embodied soul.
Uh-huh.
So there they see that we are one in, as a man, as a soul, and as a worshipper of the same God.
Uh-huh.
You see, they let alone in their own religions, they simply, whatever their steps they have taken already, that's well and good, that is meant for the preparation of the ground. But they should take a step further to rise above body consciousness, know oneself, and then be able to know God. Master, do not touch any outer forms or rituals of the various writers.
So, what I can't quite understand, that's probably because I'm pretty naive in this area, but I can be a Protestant,
my neighbor can be a Catholic,
a neighbor on the other side can be a Jew, and we can all still be followers of you.
Yes. I tell you.
All right.
A true Christian is one who sees the light of God. That's the criterion given.
Right.
And the similar definition is given of the other religions only. He is a true Sikh who sees the light of God.
Uh-huh.
A Mohammedan is a true Mohammedan if he just rises above body consciousness and sees the light of God. The same criterion is given. So to be true Christian, to be true Jew, to be true Sikh, or true Mohammedan, that is what is wanted. When they come over there, they are one there. As a man, as a soul, and inner higher contact too, God is light.
Uh-huh.
God is sound principle.
If there are any of our listeners who care to call and talk with or ask questions of Kirpal Singh, he would be pleased to talk to you. Our suburban number is Mohawk 70500, M-O-7-0500. In Philadelphia, it's Tennyson 96790, T-E 96790. And the New Jersey number across the river, W-O Woodlawn 35909, W-O 35909. What exactly, before we take the call, just a couple more questions. What is it that you call spirituality? Would you explain that?
Yes. Spirituality means we are spirit in man. What connection we have got in the body, what connection with the all world over. Our spirit, our soul is environed by, under the control of mind, and mind is under the control of outgoing faculties.
Uh-huh.
We are identified with the body and the outside thing so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. So it is a spirituality, the matter of self-analysis, how to liberate our soul from mind, from outgoing faculties.
Well, this again is to know our inner selves.
Yes. Spirituality is pure science of the soul.
Uh-huh.
How to analyze it from mind and matter and knowing oneself.
Uh-huh.
And this is the basic, the ultimate goal of the outer religions, that we should know ourselves.
All right. This is Ed Harvey. May we hear from you, please?
Why, yes, Ed. Would you ask your guest what he knows about this religion that is sweeping Japan, Soka Gakkai, and what he thinks of it? Thank you.
Don't go away now. Would you repeat that? Did you leave? Did you understand her question?
No.
A new religion that is sweeping Japan now, and she named what it was, and I lost the name there, I guess.
Shintoism.
No, it wasn't Shinto, no, because, well, Shinto is better than
Buddhism.
Better than Japan.
Buddhism.
No, because Buddhism and Shinto have been in Japan for
yes.
centuries. Now, this is a new religion, she said, that is sweeping Japan, and she went so fast I didn't catch the name, did you?
No.
I guess, well, we'll have to go on then. This is Ed Harvey. May we hear from you?
Yes, thank you. I would like to ask your guest if he would please describe what God looks like, since he says that he has seen him. I know a great many of your listeners would love to know the answer to this question.
All right. You want to listen on your radio, and you may hear the answer. Thank you.
What does it say?
She wants to know, since you have seen God, there are many listeners would be interested in knowing what he looks like.
Well, with the grace of God, of course, I had experience of him. God is light, all masters say. God is light. So it manifests as light.
Uh-huh.
God is light, love, and life. So we can experience him in that way.
So it's more of an experience, because I got the wrong impression, too, because when I think you both said that you could see God just as you see me.
No,
well, I'm hardly light.
No. God is seen not with the eyes of flesh and bone. That's the inner eye or the single eye within us, each one of us. That is light. Eye is the light of the body. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light.
How
the two eyes can become single? These are not the two eyes of flesh and bone that can see, but that the inner eye, which can open, that sees the light of God. That is within each one of us. And that is why it is called... Shut the door. If you shut the doors of the temple of the body, you'll see the light of heaven that is within us.
So, well, what then? I mean, describe as nearly as you can. You see a light, and this is
that light is light more beautiful, more than the outer light.
I see. So you know, because it is like no other light you have ever seen.
Yes,
this is God.
Yes, more.
All right. Ed Harvey here. May we hear from you, please?
Hello. I would like to ask Dr. Singh if he believes in reincarnation, and if in his travels when he wishes to appear in India or wherever he might be, does he use a form of teleportation, or does he travel, as some mystics have described it, in his astral body?
All right. Thank you.
And incarnations, you believe, karte ho, you can travel, karte ho, astral body, the physical body.
Yes.
Yes, astral body. We have to leave the physical body. We have also got the astral body and the causal bodies. Macrocosm is in the microcosm of the man body. So when we leave at the time of death this body, or even now if we learn how to leave the body now, we can traverse into the astral plane in the astral body.
Well, now, she also asked if you believe in reincarnation.
Yes, most of the masters have referred to it, and some masters have not referred to it. For the reason being, though they become the ideal Christian or the ideal Mormon or ideal anyone else, then this reincarnation only it is just to bring man back to perfection. So they have not referred to it because they have got the perfection in this life. So there is no need of them. That is why some masters have not referred to reincarnation. And others have referred to reincarnation.
Uh-huh.
Once I had been to Pakistan, you see, generally Mohammedans do not believe in reincarnation. They put me that very question, whether I believe in reincarnation or not. I told him that some masters have referred to reincarnation and others have not. Then I told him, well, look here, I just put one question to you.
Believe it.
Yes. Then I told him, I put one question to you to say further into the matter. Then he said, what? I told him, I have come to your Pakistan. I am abiding by all laws, etc. Quite living amicably. And you are living also lovingly with me. But there is police department and there are prison houses there. But I would say there is no police department, no prison house for me. So similarly, those who become an ideal Mormon or ideal Christian or ideal Sikh, for them there is no reincarnation.
I see. Now, you believe in a form of what we call here and extrasensory perception and such, and and this ability also to transform yourself.
Yeah, we can rise above body conscious at will, of course. That's the action of, so shall you reap. Action or reaction comes, you see. Though they become perfect, they need no such going into.
Now, I got the name of this religion in Japan. Well, I don't know exactly how to pronounce it, though I've been to Japan, but I believe it's Soka Jakai, S-O-K-A, J-A-K-K-A-I, that this woman called about and said it is a new...
I have not heard about it so far.
I don't know it either.
There might be some new thing coming up. There are so many things are coming up. Sobod movement is there. There is a bridge movement is there. There might be something like that.
This is Ed Harvey. May we hear from you, please?
Good afternoon, Ed. I think you're a very interesting guest today.
Thank you.
First, I would just like to get a little bit more clarification on... his own religious orientation. Now, judging, he can tell me whether I'm right or wrong about this. Judging by his name, Singh, this is a Sikh name, so I take it that he is a member of the Sikh religious sect of India. Now, I take it when he says master, he refers to masters, this would be kind of a translation of the famous Sikh word guru, that is, teachers. And I imagine that he is a Sikh guru. Now, I would like, as I understand it, I may be wrong in my readings and interest in the religions of India. As I understand it, the Sikh religious sect has always been, or has been since the 17th century, a militaristic sect. So that therefore, we can say then that Mr. Singh, I'm asking now, is Mr. Singh a pacifist? That is, does he believe in peace at all costs and nonviolence? Now, before I leave, I just want to tell you that Soka Jakai that you mentioned is a Japanese Buddhist sect. It's not a new religion. It's merely a branch of a revival of an old branch that died out for a while, a rediscovery of an old militant fundamentalist Buddhist. You might say that they are the holy rollers of Buddhism.
I see. Thank you. Oh, well, now let's get back to this. Does master and the Sikh mean teacher?
Yes, Sikh. You see, Sikhism is a religion, regular religion, started by Guru Nanak, you see. There were nine gurus followed him, and they gave all teachings about pure spirituality, and they gave out universal religion, you see, universal teachings, as given out by all masters who came in the past. I belong to Sikh religion, born in that, of course. So now that is formed into regular religions as others. Whenever masters come, they never form any new things. They simply just revive the truth which we forget. Where is human after they leave?
Right. Well, now he also asked if you are a pacifist, because he said the Sikhs were somewhat militant or militaristic.
Not necessary. You see, Sikh too, that is, of course, need be to just defend the country, or to defend the honor of our own innocent people. At that time, they are to defend. They are not to take any aggressive part, but to just defend, love, no service and sacrifice, if needs be, for the sake of others. In that sense, they are called as the military people. But they are, purely speaking, I will give you an example, you see. When they see God in everyone, even in the enemy and in the friend, they serve all.
But you personally, are you? Do you consider yourself a pacifist?
Passive history means?
Well, non-militarist.
Yeah, non-militarist, non-violence.
Peaceful.
I do believe in non-violence, you see. Live and let others live too.
Right.
If needs be, just to safeguard and defend the innocent people if anybody comes down as an aggressor.
Right.
That is for the sake of love with no service and sacrifice.
Yes. This is Ed Harvey. May we hear from you?
Yes, Ed. I am Muslim, and in Islam there is a higher spiritual realm called Sufism. My question is this. As a Muslim, if I attain the higher realm in Islam, which is called Sufism, with your teacher or the instructor there, could he take me higher into a higher realm?
I see. All right. You want to listen on your radio?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Well, Sufis, you see, God starts with self-knowledge. And with the self-knowledge, you come, rise above it, you have cosmic awareness. And there's still further higher, super-conscious cosmic awareness. So Sufis realize that the cosmic awareness, you see, cosmic consciousness, and still further, there are Sufis, and even beyond Sufis, Hafiz has referred to those such like Sufis, even those who go still beyond into the super-conscious state. So this can be had, but it will start with the self-awareness first, by self-analysis, by rising above body consciousness. Then you can rise up to the cosmic awareness.
So at Sufism, what, he's only up maybe halfway up the ladder?
This is like Vedantism, you see.
Uh-huh.
And still, you see, you find the Shankara, you see, he's considered to be the highest Vedantist. He says, "Oh God, I see there's no difference between you and me, but I am thine, you are not mine."
Uh-huh.
Just as a wave can be of the ocean, an ocean cannot be of the wave. That is super consciousness, rises above cosmic awareness.
So
we do difference to have cosmic awareness, it's no ordinary thing.
So this person who just called then has a long way still that he can go.
Yes, there's hope for everybody, as I told you. A man who has got the man body, he has got the birthright to have,
mm-hmm.
rise above.
All right. This is Ed Harvey. May we hear from you, please?
Yes, Mr. Harvey. I'd like to ask your guest if he said that he believes in Jesus Christ, or he accepts him.
Well, he said, and he may talk further on this, he said that Jesus was also one of the masters of which he is, you see. Now, Kripal Singh, do you want to explain that further?
Well, I have another question.
Well, let him explain this himself, and then you may go on as long as we have time.
Very well.
All right.
As I take, you see, Christ power is the God power working on the different human poles to guide the child humanity whenever they come. And that Christ power never dies, forever that remains. Christ did say, "I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till the end of the world." So, of course, the manifolds on which this God power works, they do leave us, but not the Christ power or the God powers. So we take it all, masters, in that light.
Now, see, there are many masters on earth. There may be more on earth than one at one time, and Jesus was one of these masters. Now,
yes.
We have only about 2 minutes, if you can make this next question very brief.
I wanted to know, how would he explain that in regard to also his belief on reincarnation, when our Lord said that, you know, you must live in this life for eternal salvation. You have no other chance to do it, but reincarnation means you can come back many times.
Uh-huh. Well,
listen on the radio.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Those who reach the highest perfection, they are not to return. You see, those who have to return, those who have not perfected themselves so far. They are attached to the world, and that attachment brings them down.
I see. Those who have lived the near-perfect life.
Yes,
I guess none of us, unless we're masters, lead a perfect life. But those who
are put on the way, they know how to rise above body consciousness, and they have got no attachment to the physical world. They are not to return. They have to progress from there. From the higher.
And those of us who have stumbled along the way, we are reincarnated,
yes,
for given another
as
chance.
As you so shall you be. Where we are attached, we have to go. That's the law of nature, you see. We
mm-hmm.
go where we are attached. If we are too much attached with God, then we are not to return. We'll go to God.
Our guest has been His Holiness, Sant Kripal Singh Ji, who is president of the World Fellowship of Religion. He is on a world tour now of 52 countries, and this is the second city in this country of 23 that he will visit in the next 4 months. Our thanks to you, Sant Kripal Singh Ji, for taking time out to be with us today. Thank you so much.